Sunday. On Sunday, '61, we would go over and take a bunch of power plants, marshes, cars, paper, and shaving them out of the tree tops. We're not taking either, do it over in every goddamn month for 2 weeks. And by the 31st, just before, for a second, just before the month is running, and I will go on very quick. And she brought that, and we had a position on the table. And we were, we were, I thought we could get the house, our great concern, and probably we could all our groups and stop them on, and stop them on. 45 days after they returned, we had them, I don't believe that the Congress can play this part of that.
No, absolutely not. But I think you could go harder than that, depending. The thing I can't figure out, President, and I haven't, obviously, well, this day by day, but I sense what we've had. I can't figure out why they're playing this game, because I don't really think that they're dumb enough to think that you don't have it. Or how we need to spell it now.
I think that they're figuring the Congress.
The reason
they're figuring the Congress and they're figuring, frankly, on Chu, we're trying to save this on it, but he's being a goddamn ass, saying that he won't settle at all until everybody leaves. We can't get that. A ceasefire contemplates a ceasefire in place and elections and all the other. And he's got to work that problem out. That's not our job to get them the hell out of the building. He's got the resources to get.
That's right.
He's got a million, got an army of them. No, they're figuring on the Congress. That's, they're waiting. They're trying to diddle us along. But Congress gets back and cuts off our water.
Could I try one way out of theory? I think they're gambling on Henry's anxiety to preserve his own integrity. I think so.
Yes. But they have misjudged Henry on that.
Let me say, he was willing to pay one hell of a price, although Henry is hard negotiator. But they've overplayed. They've now been so outrageous
that Henry says, just can't be done. And while earlier, you remember, he wanted me to get out there and run that fair, and he resigned, all that kind of shit. Now Henry realizes that his price of living is we did China, we did Russia, we wound up the war. We've done all these things. We won the election. Now, by then, let's act like winners, not like losers. And I said, as far as this is concerned, don't worry about what you said about Jesus and him. I mean, it wasn't him, but they broke the deal. And that, and remember, the president didn't say that. The president said, I have confidence we're going to get it, but it's going to be the right time of peace.
And not one day soon.
Not one day soon. No, I think your position, Mr. President, is couldn't be stronger.
Grateful.
Right.
additional lawyer till one day you told me you weren't. And I also remember that delicious tomato dish we had at your house. I know. Well, anyway, just wish you the very best, Arthur.
Yeah.
33 feet.